This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. After 17 years, Sam Williams is retiring as president of the Metro Atlanta Chamber. In part two of our conversation in his downtown office, I asked Williams about the chamber's controversial role in the investigation of the 2009 Atlanta Public Schools test cheating scandal.
Back in 2010, the Blue Ribbon Task Force was put together. You had a big hand in that. Yet the governor said its findings were inadequate, Governor Perdue at that time. Was that whole process a misstep by the chamber?
Well, the chamber didn't put the Blue Ribbon Commission together. That was appointed by the Atlanta School Board. The Blue Ribbon Commission did not have investigative powers. They didn't have GBI agents. They couldn't offer immunity for people to testify. But even with those restrictions, they found over 100 people that they turned back into the school system and said, these need to be thoroughly investigated. I think they did the best they could with the tools they had.
You said the Blue Ribbon Commission was appointed by the school board, but in a memo on February 26th of 2010, you basically outlined in advance who the members of that commission would be even before the board requested that that commission be put together. So what would you say to somebody who says, well, you are a lot more involved than just saying, okay, the board did this?
Well, the board picked who they wanted. The board told us what they were going to do in the process, and that's what we shared with the leadership of the chamber, is what the board told us, the staff of the Blue Ribbon Commission. And that staff was not the chamber. That staff was the Atlanta Education Fund.
Has chamber ties, though.
Well, we have no staff working with them. The only coincidence is certain business people were members of one and are members of the other.
One of the critiques, though, has been that whatever reservations you and Gary Price and others, Gary Price was the head of the Blue Ribbon Commission, had about the methodology that was used by the auditors or about Dr. Hall, were not brought out to the public at the time the Blue Ribbon Commission report came out, that there was an effort to basically sell it as, okay, we have a problem, but it's limited in scope.
Well, I think the entire process of the Blue Ribbon Commission was volunteer citizens trying to do the best they could do with the limitation of resources that they had. I think they voiced concerns about the degree of thoroughness because they didn't have those legal powers. They couldn't dig into it and put people under oath. I think you also have to look at the atmosphere that existed at the time. The superintendent at that time was named Superintendent of the Year across America. That's a pretty high recognition. The business community, in retrospect, probably should have been much more scrutinizing of what was going on. But given the national and other attention, benefit of the doubt was the way to go.
But the chamber is full of smart people who were very invested in Dr. Hall, yet nobody seemed to notice the red flags of the scores that just went up probably far more than it was possible for them to go up. Did you miss something there?
I think what we missed is we didn't have the resources to investigate it, and I think we also missed the fact that the school system had people engaged in the investigation that the business community didn't even know about at the time.
Beverly Hall claimed in an interview with me back in 2010 that only 12 schools were found to have had systemic problems. Did you know that it was much wider than that at the time?
I don't recall what date that was. I was not a member of the Blue Ribbon Commission, and I ever even went to a meeting of the Blue Ribbon Commission.
Because in that February 26 memo, you referred to the investigation that would guide us, I think, as you put it, in our support of Dr. Hall. Were you too invested in Beverly Hall?
No, what I was saying is that we'll let the report tell us whether we're going to continue to support Dr. Hall or not support Dr. Hall. Let's let the facts tell us rather than jumping to any kind of conclusion.
The thought has been out there that the chamber was perhaps aware that there was a problem, but trying to say, okay, let's solve this, but try to do it as quietly as possible. In other words, keep down the damage done to Atlanta's image. And the implication from some of the critics has been that this was at the expense of doing a thorough investigation into a problem that really cheated children. Is that a fair criticism?
No, I don't think it's a fair criticism at all. I think that the chamber has long supported the quality of public education for children. Children in this state have to be educated to get access to the jobs that we see in the future. I don't think that any business executive would say, well, let's tolerate children that don't get educated for the sake of a brand or something else. I think that's just not fair at all of what the business community in this city thinks.
Sam Williams is retiring as president and CEO of the Metro Atlanta Chamber. Thanks so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.